inspiration.
Turn up the motivation. You're on the Ziglar Inspire Podcast.
Zig Ziglar wants you to be your best.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. I have a question for you. Do you think character is important? It seems like during political campaigns, this question always comes up. And to my astonishment, there are many people who say the character of the candidate doesn't matter to them. Let's listen to what Zig Ziglar has to say.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, how do you get it all? More of the things money will buy and all the things that money won't buy. Well, there's a little formula. You start with the right attitude, you add specific skills and the golden rule philosophy, and then you put it on a character base, and what you've got is an honest, legitimate shot at complete success. Now, there's some people, you know, who say, well, character's not really that important. I don't know who they talk to on that one. You know, they did a lot of polling. They never asked me what I thought about it. I've spoken to many, many people over the years, and many, many times I've asked them, did they poll you about the importance of character? I've never yet had a person to say, yeah, they polled me. I've always said to them, now, if one of you are in the audience, would you come talk to me? I just want to see what you look like. I've never seen somebody. I know they didn't talk to the single mother whose husband abandoned her and left her with the three kids to raise if she thought character was important. Or the single father whose wife ran off with his best friend and left him with the kids to raise. Let me ask all of you in this live audience a question. That's the only kind of audiences I speak to, incidentally, this live ones. But let me ask you a question. How many of you either work for our business or own a business? Can I see your hands, please? All right. Well, that seems to be close to 100%. We've got a few students around. But let me ask you a question. Would you deliberately hire, you know, people talk about it, well, everything is relative. Would you deliberately hire an accountant or a treasurer who admitted that he or she was just relatively honest? I bet you wouldn't. I mean, some things are right, some things are wrong. My wife and I will soon celebrate our 55th wedding anniversary. And you know, in all of these years, not one time have I ever come home and she looked me in the eye and said, now, honey, tell me the truth. Were you relatively faithful to me while you were gone? Now, there's some things that are right and some things are wrong. And yes, character really does count. Now, your attitude, obviously, and when I talk about character to kind of complete it, you need to take a lesson from the eagle about your life. Now, what I mean by that is, you know, the eagle is our national bird, national emblem. Did you know that the eagle is the only creature that I've ever heard of that when chased by its enemies, he heads for the light? That's right. When a flock of birds, small birds, get out to the eagle, he heads straight for the sun. He heads for the light. His eyes are so structured that with a little covering, he can look the sun right in the eye. And the birds can't do that. Men and women of character, when they're accused, they head for the light. give me the lie detector test. I'll be happy to take it because I know I am innocent. Look over my books. I know where they are because I have kept them with integrity. These are the people, you see, that do the big jobs on a consistent basis. Yes, your character really is very, very important. Now, your character is important, and yes, also, I think what the Baron de Tocqueville said in the beginning of the 19th century as he toured America. He said, I've been into your factories, I've been into your farms and your mines. I've seen all of the beauty of this great land, but it wasn't until I went into the churches that I realized the source of America's greatness. America is great because America is good. And as long as America is good, it will continue to be great. But if it ever leaves that goodness, it will cease to be great. Yes, character is important. To go along with that, we've got to have the right attitude. Now, when I talk about attitude, what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about, do you respond or react to life? When something bad happened, do you stomp your foot and scream and whoop and shout and holler? Or do you respond, which is positive? Example, you get sick and go to the doctor, she gives you a prescription and says, see me tomorrow. You walk in the next day and she looks at you and smiles and says, hey, it's working. The prescription is responding. Your body is responding to treatment. But if she shakes her head and says, uh-oh, got to change the prescription, your body is reacting. Do you respond or do you react? Respond is what makes the difference between those who do great things and those who do things that are not so great. Yeah, but Zig, let me tell you about my background. I mean, I had it tough coming up. No, let me tell you about 300 world-class leaders. I'm talking about people like Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Franklin Roosevelt. I'm talking about Winston Churchill. I'm talking about Clara Barton and Helen Keller and Mother Teresa. People of that ilk, 300 world-class leaders, 75% of them were either raised in poverty or were abused as children, or had some physical defect that was pretty serious. But they understood it's not what happens to you, it's how you handle what happens to you that's going to make the difference in your life.
It's amazing that we work so hard to not have any obstacles in our lives, when in fact it's the obstacles and hard things in our lives that build in the resilience and the strength and the character that can take us further. So let me ask you again, do you think character is important? Until next week, this is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.